This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Senior U.S. Defense Department officials said Thursday that they've made some incremental gains in eastern Ukraine, and they believe Russian forces have been able to seize most of the northeastern city of Severodonetsk. In a Pentagon background briefing, the Defense Department official said the situation in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region could go on for a while. The officials say they've received assurances from Ukraine that U.S. and allied security assistance weapons are still getting to Ukraine's front lines. Russia is pressing for the West to lift sanctions imposed because of its war in Ukraine. It's claiming without proof that the punitive measures are preventing millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products from leaving Ukrainian ports. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn and sunflower oil, but the war, including a Russian blockade of its ports, has prevented most of these products from leaving. Now Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has tried to shift the blame to Western sanctions, saying, "We accuse Western countries of taking a series of unlawful actions that has led to the blockade." The World Trade Organization's Director General says this food crisis is real and we must find solutions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian official said on Thursday that advancing Russian forces came closer to surrounding Ukrainian troops in the east, briefly seizing positions on the last highway out of a crucial pair of Ukrainian-held cities before being beaten back. Russia has poured thousands of troops into eastern Ukraine, attacking from three sides in an attempt to encircle Ukrainian forces in Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. The fall of the two cities, which straddle the Seversky-Donetsk River, would bring nearly the whole of Luhansk under Russian control. VOA News. Law enforcement authorities in the southwest U.S. state of Texas are facing tough questions about their response and the length of time it took them this week to storm an elementary school to confront a teenage gunman who had shot to death 19 children and two teachers. Officials say the gunman, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, a high school dropout, was in the school for 40 minutes to an hour before police barged into the fourth grade classroom, where he killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School in the small town of Uvalde, Texas. Witnesses at the scene Tuesday in a residential neighborhood say parents of the children trapped in the school and other onlookers shouted at police to attack the school to put an end to the mayhem. Police say they're not certain how long Ramos was in the school or whether he exchanged gunfire with a school security official as he barged into the building. Democrats in the U.S. Senate failed Thursday in their first attempt to respond to the back-to-back mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans blocked a domestic terrorism bill that would have opened debate on difficult questions surrounding hate crimes and gun safety. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tried to nudge Republicans into taking up the domestic terrorism bill, which had cleared the House quickly last week after the mass shootings at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, and a church in Southern California targeting people of color. He said it can become the basis for negotiation, but the vote failed along party lines, raising fresh doubts about the possibility of even robust debate, let alone compromise, on gun safety issues. British prosecutors said Thursday they've charged U.S. actor Kevin Spacey with four counts of sexual assault against three men. The Crown Prosecution Service said Spacey has also been charged with causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. The alleged incidents took place in London between March 2005 and August of 2008, one in Western Britain in April of 2013. The alleged victims are now in their 30s and 40s. A Polish court has ruled a Spanish war reporter who's accused of spying for Russia must stay for three more months in pretrial detention without access to his family or a lawyer. Reporter Pablo Gonzalez, who has dual Spanish-Russian citizenship, has been held in a Polish prison about 400 kilometers from Warsaw since February on charges he spied for Russia. He denies those allegations. And once again, revisiting our top story this hour, senior U.S. Defense Department officials said Thursday that Russia has made some more incremental gains in eastern Ukraine, and they believe Russian forces have been able to seize most of the northeastern city of Severodonetsk. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.